I mean, thinking about how when I was in my 20s, I moved house and it felt like I was a squatter in a new place. When you move house, it always feels like, where am I? What is this life? I'm just in some life outpost. And I remember to comfort myself at the time in this new place, feeling what is home, I opened an old familiar book and just started reading it. And every time I turned a page, the surroundings felt more like home, almost the slightly empty of furniture rooms that just echoed, started filling up with the sense of home. And it was amazing that an old familiar book could bring that much, just that good, that really warm, beautiful feeling, and imbue a geographical place with a sense of home. And I thought, that's amazing. Books have been like all sorts of things. They can be medicine, they can be home, they can be poison as well. Most books or most art is poison, but the best ones are medicine or home. In my 30s, I'd go to the train tracks, sit by in the dark after work and watch trains go past, but I'd read poetry books as well. And when I looked up from the books, I felt like I'd caught a line to another world. And so I almost turned the train tracks in Ripponlea, where I was sitting after work, into a version of home, because I was sort of in a share flat at the time. And I just liked my own space. It was just too cramped, too hard to kind of, we camped out in our bedrooms kind of thing. I liked being my little bubble. Yeah, so going to the train tracks after work to write, it was just this outdoor auditorium of bliss. It was kind of on behind the bushes in the verge. I've talked about it before, and it felt like a riverbed of steel. And I'd watch those trains just flash past at night. It felt so good. But reading poetry there and then looking up had the same effect as when I was in my 20s of moving into a new place and turning it into home. And I'm considering relocating to the other side of the world in the next few years. I don't know how or when. And it kind of scares me. But then I think back to the times where I've just brought my most favorite books and I've read them in places and I've gone, oh my God, I've turned it into home. And I felt like my words can be home. I feel like wherever we walk, if you have a thought in a place, like in a supermarket car park where I am right now, if I have a thought in a particular place, geographical place, if I walk back through it years later, I've planted that thought and it will come back and I'll walk over it like a landmine and it will explode in my head. The same idea that I had years ago, same thought, same, we kind of plant emotions and stories wherever we go. And so I've always felt like wherever I've written, I've planted stories. And I've thought about this too, how like you can plant a smile in an area. Sometimes I walk through a place and I feel unexpected happiness for no reason at all. And sometimes I think it's because someone who from a past life has planted a moment of happiness there. And you pick up on it. You pick up on that weird, that those happinesses. So yeah, the idea of just planting stories around and writing myself into my life. No amount of furniture, no amount of beautiful home has ever made me feel like home. It's always a story or a good book that has made me feel like home. And then it makes me think about books by our bedside. Like in dreams, we tell ourselves stories all night. And maybe that's why a lot of people keep books by their bedsides. That's our true home. Sleep in some ways, sometimes I feel like that's a true home. And maybe the books that we read by our bedside make us feel... I can't work out that link. I'm still working it out. Too many metaphors and cross-pollinated ideas are going on and I haven't sorted them out in my head. But yeah, I love the idea of beautiful books that can bring a sense of home. And I've been thinking about it a lot in the last few days, and especially since thinking I'm gonna live in a different country maybe at some point, and how it's not scary, because I know if I bring my words with me in my books and my ideas, that's my sense of home. I always used to joke, like a lot of my friends and peers, they'd all got mortgages and bought their houses a long time ago, and I was still muddling around renting and doing jobs and writing, because I just saved all my writing and my... I didn't want to work harder. I just wanted to write hard at night. I wanted to save all my time to write. So I always used to joke, you've got your property, but I've got my intellectual property. That's what I'm investing in. And yeah, it's weird because I had no money for a long time. And now those people who have got all, who are asset rich, and I'm asset and money poor, like I'm catching up in a fast way with Mum's book and my other books that have just sold really well in the last few months, just out of the blue, like, and it's an explosion. There's no linear progress to creative. It operates on another world, another planet. People love incremental progress. I'm saving, but art's more like this. It's kind of flat lines and then it just goes straight up. But people love that predictability of this diagonal slow thing that goes where you can sort of plan and see where it's going to go. But yeah, I had no idea that I'd ever get my situation would ever go up like that. I was happy kind of flatlining money wise while I just enjoyed making homes wherever I was with my words. That's all that mattered. So yeah, for the unexpected, yeah, life's full of snakes and ladders, and especially as an artist, because when you're playing on the edges, you're not playing in the middle, you're going to get snakes and ladders. I kind of feel like that's where the best stories happen as well. It's where the best ideas happen, on those edges. But yeah, 90% of people play in the middle in life, and for me that's kind of so fucking boring. And I'm watching The Sopranos again, and Christopher, one of his lines has said, sometimes I just can't fucking handle the regularness of life. You know what I'm saying? That's what he says. And it's like, I love that. It's so simple. I can't fucking handle the regularness of life. And so, yeah, I've always hated the idea of playing in the middle. And I do it a lot. Like, I understand that you've got to play on the middle to a certain degree to keep some stability, so you're able to play on the edges where the interesting stuff happens. But yeah, this sense of home. I felt good about it. I actually even delivered my first published poetry book through Small University Press to my childhood home. It made sense at the time, and now I know why I did it. I drove past there about 5 years ago when my book came out. 4 years ago, 5 years ago. Fuck, I can't. It feels like a few months ago, it's 5 years ago or some shit. I drove past there and put it in their letterbox with a little note saying, I once lived here in the 1980s. Here's my poetry book, which is a bit odd to do. But now I know why I did it. That was home, where I had beautiful childhood imaginary thoughts and my first sense of planting home, and my more adult, serious university press poetry book. It was my way of creating a sense of home in the late sort of 2010s. In the last 5 years, where I've just gone, yeah, I feel like I've been working down a mine writing. I feel like I've lived the most boring life the last 5 years by saving up lots of money just to write as hard as I could and see where it led. Yeah, wherever I planted the most ideas, I'll always have some strange attachment to it. And so, yeah, I miss the Rip and Lee train tracks that are on the other side of town. And I love having a six-pack there and reading poetry and writing poetry, but it's not something I can just do any day. It'd be a massive cab fare back to the other side of town where I live. Yeah. Anyway. If you'd like to leave a review on Spotify or Apple or comment on YouTube or wherever you're listening to this, that'd be great.